Monday morning, folks. What's setting the agenda this week in the U.S. economy, around the Beltway, and throughout the United States? Joining us in the studio is Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
And also Jennifer Bendery, White House correspondent for The Huffington Post, joins us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Jennifer, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jennifer, I want to begin with you. We're thrilled to have you. It seems as though many Americans, and not all of them inside the Beltway, will be looking at the White House in possibly a new way after reading the portrait of First Lady Michelle Obama in the New York Times over the weekend. It's from the Jodi Kantor book, The Obamas, and it really presents a portrait of Michelle Obama fighting for the soul of the Obama legacy. What do you think people are talking about here?
Well, this book has certainly made a splash. It's pretty difficult to get a sense of how the Obamas interact. They're very private. They don't like the press very much. And this book talks all about how Michelle Obama has actually been this quiet force behind healthcare reform, and how she at one point made it clear to the president that she wasn't happy with the way that he was trying to push through the healthcare bill in Congress. At one point, she said that she thought that he needed a new team of people to try to do this. And that led to Obama's former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, threatening or offering to resign, which
he eventually did. I mean, to go back to be mayor of Chicago, but still, it's interesting the tensions there. I'm wondering if the White House is actually pleased in terms of the 2012 electoral campaign with the idea of a progressive there in the White House fighting for Barack Obama, who's more of a centrist, or would they not be pleased by this?
Their general reaction has just been to blow off this book. I think they called it an over-dramatization of old news. And I don't think that they like how detailed this book gets in terms of the inner workings of the White House. It is rare to see the detail of these kinds of meetings that's recounted in this book. But
any sense that the Jodi Kantor book will upstage the GOP New Hampshire headlines as the primary takes place tomorrow?
I mean, the book is currently out and it's gotten a lot of press. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's kind of having its heyday right now. I don't think it'll trump the New Hampshire news.
So it's a flash in the pan, but won't define the week. Jennifer Bendery, White House correspondent for The Huffington Post. Also with us, Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Does the trend continue from last Friday? Unemployment down? We're going to get more economic news this week. What do you think, Charlie?
We also go into the start of the earnings period this week, so that'll really give us this trend of how are companies actually doing? How are the nation's largest publicly traded companies doing when it comes to making profits? What are their outlooks going ahead? You know, do they make comments about Europe or what the environment is for growing since there have been these positive signs recently? So first up is Alcoa, the aluminum and the metal manufacturing giant.
Which we should point out is an economic indicator because aluminum consumption is a direct bear on manufacturing.
On a ton of different things. On making cars, for example. They opened a plant in Iowa that is making new bodies for cars to meet the requirements that the government has put in place to lower mileage to increase mileage for cars, make the cars lighter, but still have a lot of
use aluminum, not steel.
But they've actually seen a decline in requests for some of the aluminum products. So the question is that coming from just in the U.S. or is it coming from around the world? And I think that's where you may see some really trying to analyze where is the gain, where are the gains coming from? If it's within the U.S., then that's a positive sign that perhaps the U.S. economy is doing better while the rest of the world is sort of tripping along. Can that be sustained enough so if Europe falls into recession, for example, that the U.S. economy can continue to grow?
Bit of a mystery regarding Europe. It seems that the markets are poised this week for a sense that there's going to be some short selling, short covering in Europe, which could actually boost confidence in the euro going forward, but indices are mixed this morning. What do you think?
Well, you know, and there's a bunch of events that are happening this week as well. I mean, Germany and the German and French chancellors are meeting to prepare for a summit later this week. The European Central Bank is meeting to and may change interest rates, but probably won't. I mean, there's a bunch of things that are happening in Europe that investors and traders may look at, but with so much news starting this week on corporate earnings in the U.S., The attention is really going to be split between the two, and if it's good news on the American front on American companies, they'll probably stay focused on that for the time being.
So good news in the U.S. will drive the agenda this week if it's in the U.S. Bad, really bad news from Europe could turn that around.
But it looks like maybe it'll be some good news here.
Listen to David Axelrod, top political advisor to President Barack Obama's reelection campaign.
We've had 22 months of private sector job growth now. It's been a climb up. And there are a series of it manufacturing up for the first time in decades.
You can hear it in the tone of David Axelrod, Jennifer Bendry. Is the White House tentatively, almost frighteningly, getting prepared to take credit for good news in the U.S. economy with 8.5% unemployment?
Well, if they're going to take heat for when the economy is tanking, certainly they're going to take credit for it in some way for when it goes up, when the numbers are up. And they had some pretty good statistics in the last month.
Is this confidence we're going to see going forward, or does this get much more tentative if, as Charlie says, earnings are maybe less than positive or Europe takes a serious bath?
Well, the White House has been pretty consistent as these monthly unemployment reports have been coming out. Their general message is, you know, we're pleased when there's an uptick, but there's always more work to do. And P.S., don't look too much into any one single month of numbers. That's their message. That's been their message all along, and you can expect them to say that going forward.
All right, guessing game for Charlie Herman and Jennifer Bendry. Whose voice is this?
He says, I'm going to be, you know, I've got business experience. Well, business experience doesn't necessarily match up with being the commander-in-chief of this country. The commander-in-chief of this country isn't a CEO.
He wants to be commander-in-chief. Jennifer Bendry, you recognize that voice, right?
Rick Santorum.
There we go. Does he have momentum through the week? And if he comes out of New Hampshire with a strong second, is he suddenly the conservative front runner?
Well, I mean, this past weekend was their time to shine as the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. And Santorum, you know, he's definitely keeping steady in there at a second place running. You know, he's been hitting...
Along with Ron Paul.
And this past weekend in New Hampshire, Santorum came out swinging at Mitt Romney pretty hard, saying that, you know, in the past, Mitt Romney said he was going to be just like the Kennedys on gay rights and abortion. And he kind of hit all those conservative principle type issues to align himself with the conservative voice.
Jennifer Bendry, White House correspondent for The Huffington Post, with us via Skype. But Charlie Herman, before we go, most positive thing about the economy, there's not going to be any numbers on housing this week.
No numbers on housing. We'll get some numbers on retail sales, which could actually be positive, seeing if consumers are spending again, which is a good sign.
Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. There's your agenda. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.